Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There is a huge amount of freedom that comes to you when you take nothing personally. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn why you take things personally, and we also learn why you must stop doing so. Enjoy.
Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. If I see you walking on the street and I say to you, hey, you look stupid, it's not about you, it's about me. But if you take it personally, then you probably believe that you are stupid. You'd be thinking, how does he know? Is he clairvoyant? Or can everybody see how stupid I am? Things always happen in the external world, but how you take in and respond to information is going to determine what you internalize or not. You can choose to either internalize things positively or negatively. You take things personally because you agree with whatever was said. You would then be trapped in the concept of personal importance, the maximum expression of selfishness, because we make the assumption that everything is about me. We think we are responsible for everything. Me, me, always me. Although nothing what other people do is because of you, it is because of themselves. Other people live in a completely different world as we live in, their own world, their own reality. When you take something personally, you make the assumption that they know what your world is, and you let them bring down your day. These assumptions can build up and compound itself in the long run and eventually becomes an obstacle to your goals. Even when a situation seems so personal and even when someone insults you directly, it has nothing to do with you. Whatever they say, do, and opinions they give are according to the agreements they have in their own minds. Whenever you get negative comments, train yourself to observe, stop for a second, and realize that you can rewrite what is going into your mind. You have the power to give those comments any meaning you want. When you ask someone out and get rejected, instead of taking it personally and that there might be something wrong with you, take it in a more empowering way, like this might not be the right person for me. When you get critique, instead of taking it personally, ask them what you should have done differently. Take it as feedback that can help you become better. When you take things personally, you will feel offended. And when you feel offended, your reaction is to defend your beliefs. This will then create conflicts. When you defend your beliefs, you have the need to be right and make anybody else wrong. You let your ego take over. In the same way, whatever you feel, think, say, or do is just a projection of your own mind, a reflection of the agreements you've made for yourself. While these agreements have ultimately nothing to do with others, it is important to be in control and not let your ego take over. The ego seeks to be understood before it is willing to understand. Instead, you have to understand first before you seek others to understand you. Nothing others think about me is really about me, but it is about them. Others are going to have their own opinions according to their own belief system. So when someone talks negatively about you or to you, they are actually just revealing their internal state. They are expressing to you where they are at internally. If you internalize things personally and identify with negative things other people say to you, it is your own fault. Even the opinions in your own mind are not always true. Therefore, you shouldn't take the opinions of your own mind personally either. The mind has the ability to talk to itself, as well as the ability to hear information that is available from other realms. Sometimes you hear a voice in your mind and you wonder, where the hell did it come from? The mind lives in more than one dimension. Sometimes you have ideas that don't originate from your own mind, but you are perceiving them in your mind. And negative thoughts from negative people have the ability to affect your mind. Humans are addicted to suffering. They tend to support each other in maintaining these addictions. Humans agree to help each other suffer. If you have the need to be abused, you'll find it easy to be abused by others. Likewise, people who want to be abused make you want to abuse them, as if they have a note on their back saying, "Please kick me." Learn to tell negative and positive people apart, and surround yourself with positive people. This way your mind doesn't get filled with thoughts from others, and you won't be able to agree to these negative thoughts. When we really see other people as they are without taking it personally, we can never ever be hurt. When we see people as they are, whatever they say or do, even if they lie to you, it is okay. Because you understand that they are lying to you only because they are afraid. We have to respect that everybody is not at the same level and cannot be at the same level. Be the best that you can be. Communicate with positivity and share wisdom to those who are willing to listen. But don't try to change anyone, because everyone has to go through things by themselves in order to learn. This is especially true when it comes to romantic relationships. Accept people for who they are, and when someone does need help, they will ask for it themselves. If you keep to this agreement, you can travel around the world with your heart completely open to everybody. No one will be able to hurt you. You can say, "I love you," without the fear of being ridiculed or rejected. When you don't take things personally, you don't fear being ridiculed or rejected. You have true inner confidence. But when you do take things personally, you will keep lowering your self-esteem and confidence. As kids, we actually navigate life with a complete open heart. But due to the negative comments that hurt you and made you close up, resulting into you navigating life with a closed heart. When we close our hearts, we are not compassionate. And most importantly, we are not aware of the reality of things. This is why you should not take anything personally.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled "View the Full Video" on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.